Two of the UN's Millennium Development Goals for 2015 are to improve maternal and child health. We often associate these goals with developing countries, but what about right here in Hamilton? How are we addressing these disparities in our very own city? Today on the Health Justice Radio Collective, we'll be speaking with Kate Young-Hoon, the Acting Program Manager and Medical Resident working for Hamilton Public Health Services. We'll be talking about the Hamilton Prenatal Nutrition Project, which runs out of North Hamilton Community Health Center, as well as a variety of other locations across the city.
You're listening to Health Justice Radio Collective on CFMU 93.3.
Welcome, Kit, and thank you for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Great. So just to get started, I guess to tell our listeners a little bit about, you know, what is the need for this program in Hamilton and what kind of population do you target?
Great. Those are great questions. So the issues in Hamilton, I think, have been discussed in the Code Red series in particular. And so a lot of it has to deal with problems with around surrounding poverty, low income, issues of teen pregnancy, and we have a higher immigrant population than the province. And so if you look at our low birth weight rates, they're higher than the province. They're over 6% in Hamilton. And this is reflective of some of the issues, the risk factors that you can see in Hamilton. So poverty is definitely a problem here in Hamilton, and our childhood poverty rates are around 26%, and it's a little higher than the provincial average. And so that's one of the issues. And another issue that is important with respect to maternal and child health is teen pregnancy, and that was raised in the recent Born series of the Hamilton Spectator. And our teen pregnancy rates are also higher than the province, and it sits just between 4 and 5%. And, it really varies by neighborhood, and I think that's an important issue to point out, is that some neighborhoods can be as high, for teen pregnancy, it can be as high as 10%. So the teen pregnancy is also an issue here, and then we have a higher immigrant population, and so they would have impacts on maternal and child health as well.
Mm. Do you want me to continue? Okay, great. So those are really interesting topics that you brought up. So you mentioned, you know, some of the factors that might contribute to the increased rates of child poverty and teen pregnancy in Hamilton. Is that there's a lot of different kinds of neighborhoods and maybe a higher immigrant population. Are there any other factors that could contribute to this, like in Hamilton in particular?
There are a variety of factors that impact on maternal and child health, like with respect to social factors. So we've spoken about low income, and then there's lower education. And in Hamilton, I'm not really fully sure what the low education rate, what the education status of Hamiltonians are, but I believe we're not particularly different from the rest of the province on that issue. Other things would be having single parents. And so I know there are neighborhoods within Hamilton where there are high rates of female single parents. There are also issues that can affect maternal and child health would be substance abuse issues and mental health issues, and that's also would be a concern within our community. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. So with respect to the Hamilton Prenatal Nutrition Project, we do focus on high-risk populations. And the program, it has a number of overarching goals. And one of the main goals is to ensure a healthy pregnancy with a healthy birth. And following that, that we optimize or we improve the health of mothers and infants within the first 6 months after delivery. So our program does target women from the beginning of their pregnancy to 6 months after they have delivered.
Okay. So just to clarify for the listeners, if we can talk a bit about kind of how babies are actually affected, how their health is affected by the health of their mother. So in terms of maybe nutrition of the mother, you mentioned substance abuse or alcohol. How do these sorts of things actually affect the baby when it's born?
So the baby's development would definitely be affected by the environment that it's growing in. So for the fetus, there would be issues. There are many issues that the mother, with respect to the mother's health, that can impact on the infant's health. So you've mentioned one, which would be nutrition. So definitely nutrition is a big deal for the infant. So for the mother, following good nutrition guidelines would be beneficial to the infant. But as well, the mother would need to be careful about certain types of foods. So some of the more important topics with respect to nutrition of the mother for the fetus would be things like folic acid, calcium and vitamin D, iron levels, fish consumption, and just being careful about just following Canada Food Guide in general, and just having a healthy weight gain throughout your pregnancy. And also another important maternal nutrition issue would just be what type of foods to avoid. So women should know to avoid raw meats and raw fish, as well as unpasteurized milk and juice, as well as soft cheeses, pâtés, and raw sprouts. And the reasons that they would want to avoid such foods would be because there's an increased risk of getting an infectious disease from these types of foods.
Okay, thanks. So I guess a lot of these issues around knowledge, say, of nutrition, what to eat, is a lot about education. And if maybe the mother, hasn't had the opportunity to have a full, maybe secondary education even, that could be a contributing factor, maybe to her risk. What about something like poverty, too? How does that contribute?
Poverty has many impacts on health in general, and we've seen that in many many different studies, how with increasing income, there is improvements in health. And so definitely this will impact on the maternal health of the child and the child health as well. So with respect to poverty, there are problems with just being able to access the correct resources. And there's a certain amount of social exclusion that's associated with poverty. So people who live in low-income situations tend to feel isolated socially from their community because they're less likely to be able to engage in just normal activities of buying things or having a job where they can participate in the workforce. And so these kind of things lead to a certain amount of isolation as well. Poverty has shown to have impacts on the child where there's an increased likelihood of low birth weights. There's an increased likelihood of preterm labor. There's an increased likelihood of infant mortality. And so these are real effects on the infants as well. And with respect to infant development and child development, people who live in low income, their children are at increased risk of having developmental problems and not being as ready for school and not doing as well in school. And these can lead to lifetime impacts on their ability to finish high school and move on to employment.
Okay. And in terms of low birth weight babies, how is that affected, or how does that affect the baby's health in the future?
So low birth weight infants are at increased risk of well, being small in general, so it affects their growth throughout, can impact on their growth throughout their life, but they are also at increased risk of chronic diseases, including asthma and type 2 diabetes, as well as they're at increased risk of developmental issues. So they're like less likely to do well in school, and to their developmental rates tend to be lower as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very interesting. So I guess we can talk a little bit about the program now, the Prenatal Nutrition Project in Hamilton. So can you just give us an idea of kind of the main goals of the project and why it was started?
The program was started around 15 years ago, and it was started when there was some federal funding under a program known as the Canadian Prenatal Nutrition Program. And so from that, we got the funding along with two other partner agencies in Hamilton, which was North Hamilton Community Health Center and St. Joe's. And from that, there was developed the Hamilton Prenatal Nutrition Project. So the goals of the project is around health during pregnancy, health during birth, as well as health of the mother and the infant after birth for 6 months. And they tackle a number of issues in the program. So maybe it'll be best I describe the program. So sure. The program is made up of 9 groups across the city. They're at 8 different locations throughout the city, and it's up on the mountain in West Hamilton, as well as East Hamilton and Central Hamilton. And each group has a weekly session of around 2 hours. Within that 2 hours, they do a number of things. There's usually the main focus is an education session around a variety of health topics related to the mother and the child. In addition, before that educational session, there will be opportunities for the woman to talk to a dietitian or a public health nurse one-on-one and receive counseling that way, as well as there's opportunities to talk to other women and to improve their social supports and their social circle, and as well talk to women who might be facing some of the challenges that they're facing as well. There's also opportunities for the participants to help help cook the meal that's prepared during the session. So a healthy meal is prepared during the session that's given to the participants at the end of the session. And as well as there's supports provided to the woman through grocery food vouchers, bus tickets. They also get prenatal vitamin supplements as well as vitamin D supplements for their child. And so that way it supports the mother to better access healthy foods.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a really wonderful program. So how many women does it serve at any one given time in Hamilton?
Over the statistics I was looking at for 2010 to 2011, we had around 500 registrants, and they visited 5,000 times during that year, that cycle. Mm-hmm. And so it's a pretty large proportion of women. Each class might be the size of around 10 to 15 women.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so in terms of the target population, is it open to any woman in Hamilton, or does it have to be someone from a certain socioeconomic status, or how do you accept people into the program?
As long as you're pregnant, you can come. But okay. it is supposed to be a program for high-risk women. And so that would be women who feel that they're of a lower income group, lower education, they don't have social support. So immigrants, Aboriginals, those are other high-risk populations, teen mothers. These are some of the high-risk populations that we're looking at. But at the same time, a lot of women might feel that they're not supported. And so this is a way for them to get the support that they need. For teen women, there is one group in particular on the Tuesday evenings that's known as the youth group, and it targets in particular teenaged mothers.
Okay, great. So have you been able to measure any of the positive effects of the program yet, either by maybe surveys or any statistics that you have?
With the Hamilton Prenatal Nutrition Project, we have noticed that there is a low rate of low birth weight. So we think that the program has impacts on low birth weight, as well as we have a high rate of breastfeeding initiation. Or so there's a high rate of women who start breastfeeding compared to the Hamilton general statistic. The wider Canadian prenatal nutrition program was evaluated formally, and they brought out a report in 2009, and it showed that there were a lot of impacts with improvements on low birth weight. There were improvements in preterm labor, as well as there were high rates of breastfeeding initiation and duration, as well as women were, it affected health behaviors as well, and it showed that women were more likely to reduce the number of cigarettes they smoke or quit smoking, as well as abstain from using alcohol during their pregnancy. And they also looked at the costs and the benefits with respect to the financial costs and the financial benefits. And it showed that the program was cost effective because it reduced healthcare costs from preterm births and low birth weight babies.
Wow. So it sounds like this program is quite successful. It's pretty incredible that you can see such positive effects by just, you know, a few hours of group time and education per week. So congratulations. That's pretty amazing. And just going back, you mentioned about breastfeeding. I'm wondering if we can quickly talk to the listeners a bit about the benefits of breastfeeding and why you promote that.
Breastfeeding has been well established to be very beneficial for the baby and the mother. And there are many benefits that come from breastfeeding. For the infant in particular, breast milk is the best source of nutrition because it has all the necessary nutrients in the right quantities, as well as easy to digest. Breast milk also contains antibodies, which protects the infant from respiratory infections and gastrointestinal infections. Research has also shown that breastfeeding can lead to improvements in brain development and intelligence scores or IQ scores, as well as there's a decreased likelihood of obesity and type 2 diabetes with breastfed infants. The benefits for the mother are that it assists the mother in losing weight, as well as reduces her risk of type 2 diabetes. And it's also more cost effective for the mother because then she doesn't have to pay for formula.
So earlier, you also mentioned immigrants in the Hamilton area. I'm wondering if you can talk a bit about the kind of risks that they're exposed to or what they go through when they come to Hamilton.
So the immigrant population is a slightly unique population, mainly because, one, when immigrants first arrive, there is a healthy immigrant effect. So they tend to be healthier than the average Canadian. But on top of that, they face a number of barriers. So one could be language barriers because the information may not be in a language that they can understand or listen to, as well as there may be they would face barriers with respect to access to healthcare. So in Ontario, if you are a recent immigrant, the public health insurance does not cover you for the first 3 months that you're in Canada or in Ontario, and so therefore they can't access healthcare freely during that time. Immigrants also are at increased likelihood of certain infectious diseases, and so that can have an impact on maternal and child health, as well as they're at increased risk of suffering from anemia. So that's also that can also impact the fetus as well. And statistics show that immigrants are more likely to have cesarean sections for whatever reason. And so that will be, so definitely immigrant women need to be supported throughout this vulnerable time in their lives.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that they're not able to receive funded healthcare for 3 months. So even if a woman is pregnant, that means she won't be able to really access like primary healthcare or a physician?
Yeah, she's not covered. She could get private health insurance and get covered that way. But there's no healthcare coverage in the first 3 months of a new immigrant's life in Canada, in Ontario.
And are new immigrants to the city often facing increased rates of poverty. Is that also an issue?
Yeah, thanks for pointing that out. Definitely, that's definitely an issue. There's a link for immigrant women with respect to poverty and social isolation. So those are other risk factors that are linked with being an immigrant.
Okay, great. So thank you so much, Kit. And I'm just wondering if you have any final messages for any pregnant women or new mothers out there who may be struggling.
Women out there who are pregnant or who are looking for information about being pregnant and child health, they can call our Health Connections line. And our number is 905-546-3550. And definitely at Hamilton Public Health Services, and I suspect at North Hamilton Community Health Center, we have a number of programs to assist pregnant women or women with young children.
Okay, and if someone wanted to get involved with the prenatal nutrition project, would that also be the number to call for that?
Yep, that's the number they can call. They can call the Health Connections line to get information on the Hamilton Prenatal Nutrition Project, as well as they can look at the City of Hamilton website for additional information on maternal health and child health.
Okay, great. So we've learned a lot of valuable information in the episode today. So thank you so much, Kit, for joining us, and we really appreciate your presence here.
Thank you.
Lẹnu iye mi agba won la fe ni fe re o won o sopo laye agba jowo iyen sohun la fi soya kaarin ka po ni sokan o ani mo gbo ohun to dun lenu iye mi agba won leni ti o joyin apata ke wenu aake imo yi soju boro la gbo mo ikuro ore mi gbe rande. You stand for your right.
Yes, I stand for mine. Everyone must play his part.
We ask for the truth.
Lord, demand for justice. Only love will set us free.
Mo ma gbo ohun to dun lenu iye ni agba won lohun merin ni nbe o ti o jaye ogun aiso tito
o nbe ni be
ai ni te lorun
o nbe ni be
imo te ni nikan
o nbe ni be
ote
iyen nbe ni nbe.
Ara mo gboro kan o lenu baba onirunpon won ni mo iwe yen o se pataki o joju sugbon ogbon awon agba se yen ni ise mbaye ko se fowo ro seyin lai lai ani mo gbo ohun to dun lenu asa bi olomo wewe won ni abani se yen o won o po bi abani lugba akikoju erora ogbon loro yi o gba o jo omi ni ra npo kankan.
You stand for your right.
Lord, I stand for mine. Everyone must play his part.
We ask for the truth.
Demand for justice. Only love will set us free.
you stand for your right.
Lord, I stand for mine. Everyone must play his part.
We ask for the truth.
Demand for justice. Only love will set us free. Mo ma gboro kan o lenu iye mi agba won lohun merin ni nbe o ti o jaye ogun aiso ti to
o nbe ni be
ai ni te lorun
o nbe ni be
imo teni nikan
o nbe ni be
o te iyen nbe ni be Ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ ni mo rò dọ́dọ̀ àgbà. Ìyésùkún bàbá fọwọ́ lẹ́rán o. Wọ́n lọ́mọ ènìyàn wọn ò ṣe é gbára lé o.
Wọ́n kéde wẹ́ṣù ìtúnṣe ìgbé fàgà.
Alábòsí ọ̀rẹ́ túlétúlé. Wòwòwò kó ẹ ò rójú olè. Ibi ni o je ora lajo gbe gbogbo nkan o mo le je ti re o ibuso lenu ka ti jeun kayo oro fun lo ma nfori re ro agba omo a se bi mo jesin o igba kan o lo bi orere o osan ba o wi o lo ni bo Ale ba o so o lenu leru Ale ni so le o le ni oja beyi Ah mba mo ni keyin a se bi o
Won ti de wesu iti se ibi fanga
Eniyan meji I padanu iro o Be ni apa fun omo eni puro mo rare o Se boju awo lawo mi fi gbobe o Mo e sode mo kan dake ni o Eniyan o sa won na kesi loro Jeje mi ni mo mo nlo gba iwa Eni to mi se niyan ntule agbon o Bi osora yo mo jijo ete o Ile ba oso olo ni bo Oke ba o wi o lenu re run o Se be ni sole o le ni oja beji Ba te pa mo se ola nbo wa da o Awo soludigbe o La
làǹtìlàǹtì pàtàn lábẹ́ ewé ìlú òkè ni mo lọ ó ti gbélé yẹn ta o ọmọ àgbà lí wọ́n perú rẹ o mo ṣe ọmọ àgbà lí wọ́n perú rẹ o mo lọmọ àgbà lí wọ́n perú rẹ o mo ṣe ọmọ àgbà lí wọ́n perú rẹ o ọmọ àgbà lí wọ́n perú rẹ o mo ṣe ọmọ àgbà lí wọ́n perú rẹ o àlọ́mọ àgbà lí wọ́n perú rẹ o mo ṣe ọmọ àgbà lí wọ́n perú rẹ o.